Blog Talk Radio.
Watch et al. On Blog Talk Radio. Sit back and enjoy the next hour with us while we have a guest tonight, Regina Resilio. Enjoy a cup of coffee or tea and listen to our broadcast tonight together. The host, Diane Lenning, brings thought after information about education. We have guests and call-in opportunities for parents, educators, and interested parties to get your questions answered. For those who want to know how our kids can get a quality education in America today. Diane Lenning is the nation's guru who has been an educator for over 30 years, a California State Delegate to the National NEA Conventions, former chair of the National Republican Educators Caucus, and Medal of Freedom Award winner in 2004 from the United States Senate. Blog Talk Radio is a social media platform that allows interaction with listeners. On our radio show, we share with you about important education issues, intellectual discussions, and we hear new voices and opinions in public worldwide forum. Call in tonight, if you like, toll-free, 877-497-9937. The local area call is 818-394-8537. Please email me your questions. Diane@Lenning.com. We'll be back with you shortly. Enjoy the music. Give us about a minute or two here, and we'll join you soon. Welcome. This is Diane Lenning, your host for this evening. I'm an educator for over 30 years. I taught public high school in Orange County, California. Also had time in the California Youth Authority teaching gang members from Los Angeles and Orange counties. And years ago when I started, I was a substitute teacher for 5 years. So I taught in almost every high school in Orange County and several in eastern LA County. And I have the experience and the breadth, depth of an educator that likely few have as a state elected delegate, one of 25 delegates among 335,000 teachers in California. 4 years, I represented the conservative voice on the liberal floor of 10,000 delegates each year at the NEA National Conventions and also at CTA State Conventions. CTA, or California Teachers Association, is the most liberal caucus and the largest in the NEA with 1,200 members. And it was always a challenge, always interesting, but I think I gained some respect among those individuals for our shared opinions and standing up for what we believe. But unfortunately, that doesn't help us much when the legislature is controlled by Democrats who have a liberal agenda. Tonight we have a very special guest whom I'm waiting to return from the Republican presidential debate tonight at the Reagan Library. She is the new president for the state of California for Christian Coalition. It's been inactive for a few years, and now she's going to bring it back to life again in California. It was once very active here in California and had quite a bit of influence throughout the state, but in view of the fact that our legislature is pretty one-sided and dominated by the left, doesn't matter what we say, it seems, in this state when the Democrats are going to do their agenda and pursue their ideology. Now, you know, there really is no silver bullet that's going to fix our problems with education in California or in America, for that fact. And I have been fortunate to meet many educators around the country, especially in one group, the Conservative Educators Caucus, and another, the Republican Educators Caucus, where I was the chair. There are many good quality educators in America. But unfortunately, we are hampered by a complex and complicated system of legal mechanisms that are not easily solved. And people have questioned teachers and their quality as teachers as maybe a possibility as to a panacea to fix what ails American education. But like anything in society, there's rarely one thing that fixes it all. And many of us educators understand that it takes quality principals and quality district administrators. So why is that important tonight? Well, September 7th, just this week in Education Week, we have published and noticed here a great number of districts nationwide who are buying out their school chiefs. Now, why would that be? Well, I experienced a very good district superintendent where I taught, and we got direction from the top that was good, positive, and brought us together to achieve 1 year of several years back, about 2005 or six, the National Eli Broad Award for Most Improved Student Scores in the Nation. Now, that takes all three administrative and teacher segments working together well, including the district superintendents, the principals, and educators, and the union. So there are four groups there that really need to work well together in order to make a school function and successful. We noticed that there were many district superintendent buyouts. There is a difference between district superintendents and county superintendents. I'm talking about district superintendents of each school district. There were some in Pennsylvania, Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Washington, Pennsylvania, and California. Now, a little bit about that. This article written by Christina Samuels, thanking her tonight for writing this. Arlene Ackerman's $905,000 settlement with the Philadelphia District grabbed headlines, but she isn't the only Pennsylvania superintendent who has been shown the door in recent months with a generous settlement in hand. Now, as you might suspect, there are underlying reasons why these superintendents are being bought out. if they were so good, now, you know, I don't know these individuals, but it just seems logical. If they were so good, we wouldn't need to be buying them out, wouldn't you think? So according to media reports, William Hall, who led the 3,050-student Gettysburg District, left in February with $542,000 buyout. That's included 2 years of salary and forgiving the mortgage on his house, which he had bought from the district's vocational education program. And in August, Gerald, I believe it's Zohorjak, I hope I said that correctly, Pennsylvania's former Secretary of Education, was bought out a year into his five-year contract to lead the 17,700-student Allentown district. He will be paid a year's salary of $195,000 and a $55,000 lump sum. Now, this is when the average salary, now it varies from state to state, might be $50,000 a year for one teacher. When teachers are making minuscule salaries and compared to that, this person just gets a lump sum along with a year's salary of $195,000 to leave the district. Interesting concept. The board of the 11,750-student Central Dauphine District near Harrisburg didn't fire Superintendent Luis Gonzalez after voting not to renew his contract in August. But after the vote, he was moved to a remote office to conduct special projects and retain his $150,000 yearly salary, while a deputy handles day-to-day operations in the district. Now, the implications are very clear here, folks. I don't want to make conclusions for you, but what I'm showing here tonight, that there are many issues and problems throughout the nation that are causing our failing schools. Now, yes, the unions controlling from the top and from the bottom locally in each state are a contributing factor, but they're stronger within the political arena. And they are stronger in advocating for increased salaries and benefits for their educators, of whom are their paid dues members. So there's more than one problem: getting rid of the unions or helping the unions to function in a more professional way. There are some alternatives, will help the matter, but it will not totally solve it. Now, Pennsylvania isn't alone in offering big buyout packages to school superintendents. The Dallas Morning News reported in August that a total of more than $7.7 million had been given in severance pay to Texas superintendents since 2005. 4 years ago, school board members in Little Rock, Arkansas paid $635,000 in salary, legal fees, and other benefits when they decided to fire then-Superintendent Roy Brooks. Now, I don't say these figures lightly. This is a lot of money. That's over $500,000 in salary, legal fees, and benefits for one person in a school district. Now, granted, being a district superintendent is a difficult job, but someone's calling me in here, but it doesn't show me who it is. I hope I can connect with you. Let me screen my caller here who's coming in. Take care and have a wonderful and blessed evening. God bless you all, and God bless America.